So we're going to play a little bit of Wynton Marsalis, and we're going to play some Duke Ellington, certainly an inspiration for that large ensemble. So let's begin with Wynton Marsalis and Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra from the album Cuba. This is Symphony in Riffs.
Thank you. Chocolate shake. Venus de Milo had charms. She gave the Greeks quite a break. Now that poor gal is minus her arms from doing the chocolate shake. It was under an African sun that Stanley met old Livingston. While the gal shook their fruit, he blew on his flute, zigging the zag while en route. Zoot! They introduced a new thrill that killed them on old Sugar Hill. Then it spread like a river. Mokokwe, keeping Manhattan awake, doing the chocolate shake.
Yes, two from Duke Ellington, following the Wynton Marsalis number. But let's go over what we heard. The last thing you heard, Doing the Chocolate Shake. Name of the song, Chocolate Shake, from the album Never No Lament. And that is a re-release of some great, great music from Duke Ellington's orchestra, remastered from back in the 1940s, the early 40s, 40 through 1943, I believe. And again, the name of the album, Never No Lament, the Blanton Webster Band. Great tracks from that. We heard Chocolate Shake. Before that, we heard 5 o'clock Drag. And we started out that set with Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra from the album Live in Cuba. We heard Symphony in Riffs. And I think I can say that there would be no Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra if it was not for the pioneering work of a genius, Duke Ellington. What a great composer and arranger he was, and what an influence he had on jazz music from that point forward. All right, time now is 9:18. You are listening to Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove here on WWUH. And we are going to continue with more Wynton Marsalis. He will be appearing at the Bushnell Auditorium on Thursday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. And if you are interested in tickets, I believe they're still available. You can go to bushnell.org. Or you can give them a call at the box office at 860-987-5900. We're going to continue on. No, I'm sorry. We're going to do one more Duke Ellington, but not with his orchestra. We're going to do one from a great album he did. It's called Money Jungle. It's done in a trio format, and you couldn't ask for a better trio than this. Duke Ellington on piano, Charles Mingus on bass, and Max Roach on drums, recorded back in 1962, released in 1963. And we're going to hear Duke Ellington's version of Caravan in this trio format, and then we'll get back to some more Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. So let's listen to Caravan. Thank you.
The gentleman that I'm about to introduce lived with me before I was even born. And by me saying this is, I saw all his records basically at home as I was growing up. And it's an honor to be here with him. He means so much. He's a great singer, a great activist, a person of many colors and love towards this music. Mr. Reuben Blades.
Muchas gracias. This is a song called Bambanquere by Calixto Vera Gómez. En coñac y en felicidad. Soy el ritmo del mundo elegante, del pobre suburbio y del boulevard. Vuelvo a Cuba que todo ha cambiado, lo sé, con cadencias de mar y pasión. Pero sigo la rumba de siempre, prendida al recuerdo del viejo solar, donde escucho la voz del rumbero de ayer y el repique del viejo tambor. Y al calor del aguardiente, mi gente caliente se puso a corear.
Mamá, 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 quiere, mamá, mamá, quiere.
Coco Bam Bam Kitty. Thank you.
Helen Sung. Helen Sung arrangement and piano. Victor Goins, tenor saxophone. The one and only Ali Jackson on the drums. Ali Jackson.
Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra featuring Wynton Marsalis. And we heard from this great album entitled Handful of Keys, an album that features that large ensemble, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, and special guests on this album. And they have such diverse pianists filling in on this, sitting in on this with this band, such as Joey Alexander, Dick Hyman, Myra Melford, Helen Sung, and Isaiah J. Thompson. And that one, of course, as you heard, was Helen Sung. Also did the arranging of that McCoy Tyner original entitled 4x5, Jazz at Lincoln Center, featuring Helen Sung. Before that, we heard another collaboration with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra from the album Una Noche con Ruben Blades. We heard Wynton Marsalis and the JALC Orchestra, along with that great vocalist, Ruben Blades. And we heard a track called Bon Bon Kere. Wynton Marsalis and Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra will be here in the Hartford area later this week, Thursday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bushnell Auditorium. All right, let's keep going on. We're going to change things up a little bit. There's an album I have been playing on my last few shows. It is a compilation of several artists doing their takes on tracks from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the Great Beatles album. And this is an album, it just kind of grows on me. When I first heard it, I actually did not like it very much. But I decided to play a couple more tracks from the likes of Brandy Younger and Keon Harold and others. And the more I played it, the more I liked it. And I'm actually quite fond of it right now. We're going to hear a couple tracks from this album. We're going to hear Keon Harold's version of She's Leaving Home. And then Sullivan Fortner's, his rendition, I believe it's solo piano, of When I'm 64. And then we're going to hear another Beatles cover after that. But let's listen to Keon Harold, She's Leaving Home.
Thank you.
love that rendition by Jeffrey Keyser, the Jeffrey Keyser Trio. From the album On My Way to You, we heard a mashup of Across the Universe and Give Peace a Chance. Love that. We saw Jeffrey Keyser perform that last year at the Side Door Jazz Club, and it was a wonderful show.
I'd like to take a moment to ask of you a small favor. It takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to bring this podcast to you each and every week. Hopefully, this show brings you a deep appreciation of this great American art form. Now, I am asking you to show your support, to give back some of the value that you may take away from this program. Please consider donating to this podcast. Perhaps it is worth the cost of a single CD. Certainly you get at least that much music from just one listening of the show. Maybe you would consider donating even more than that if this program gives you hours of listening pleasure week after week. Whatever you decide, please visit my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. There is a button on the right sidebar where you can make a donation of whatever you feel is appropriate. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. Thank you for listening.